Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 10, verses 19 to 21. Too much talk leads to sin. Be sensible and keep your mouth shut. The words of the godly are like sterling silver. The heart of a fool is worthless. The words of the godly encourage many, but fools are destroyed by their lack of common sense. I love the straightforward and down-to-earth language of this amazing book. Written nearly 3,000 years ago, the words leap off the page as if they were written yesterday, and the writer forces us to sit up and take note. He offers wise advice on a wide range of life issues, and all of it's intended to help us to keep our eyes fixed on living life to the full by walking the ways that please God. God loves it when we use our words carefully. Words can build or they can destroy. They can leave people encouraged or depressed. Opening our mouth is always a huge responsibility, so we need to ensure that our tongue is under control. If we can't do that, we ought to keep our mouths shut. The writer encourages his readers to see the immense value of speaking in a godly way. When we do, our words can be compared with pure silver, will have the effect of encouraging many. What could be more desirable than that? It's good to reflect back on our life and recall those people who've spoken godly words to us, words of love, peace, and encouragement. I can think of many occasions when just the right words were spoken, and I was left feeling stronger and more confident. Such experiences need to give us renewed determination to look hard at the way in which we speak, to ensure that we're using our words to build in the way that God would want. If not, what God asks us to do is to shut up. So let me ask you a question. In what ways have people's thoughtful and kind words to you helped you to encourage others? And now let's pray together. Lord, help us to always speak in a way that will build up the people that we meet. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I'd encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier, or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.